High school hockey players from the Russian Old Believer villages east of Homer will finally be able to lace up their skates for the Homer Mariners next season. A new ruling from the Alaska School Activities Association will, for the first time, permit some small schools to team up with bigger schools for team sports. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has more.
Although the new rules apply to small schools statewide, the fight to get them passed started 25 miles out East End Road in the Russian Old Believer communities of Voznesenka, Razdolna, and Ketchumak Selo. Kids from the village schools, many of whom grew up playing hockey on youth teams with the Homer Hockey Association, were forced to make a difficult decision when they reached ninth grade: either leave the village to enroll at Homer High or give up competitive hockey at the high school level. That all changed Monday when the ASA Board of Directors ruled unanimously at their spring meeting in Nanilchik that schools with student populations under 451 can form co-ops for team sports. Kim Duggar, a local hockey mom who has been waging a campaign with school officials, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, and ASA for over 2 years, was ecstatic.
I'm just emotionally overjoyed. It's beyond belief.
The way the amendment was written, says Duggar, allayed the fears of some board members that schools would use a change in the rules to create all-star teams with an unfair competitive advantage.
It doesn't interfere with the big Anchorage schools and just the other situations. It has criteria such that it won't be messy and cause unfairness factors that they were always worried about in granting the waiver.
ASA board member and Nanilchik school principal Terry Martin says the board felt a collective sense of relief after the amendment passed and even burst into a spontaneous round of applause when it became official.
You know, something that we wanted, we just had to figure out the way to get there. It was the right thing to do for students, but we had to, you know, just check it through, because oftentimes there are unintended consequences, and so as a board, you don't want to enact something that you have to quickly reverse yourself on.
The ruling will affect small schools across the state, not just Homer High, and covers all team sports, including hockey, football, basketball, softball, and soccer, but not individual sports like wrestling or Nordic skiing. Martin says his school, which does not have the enrollment to field many teams, may now be able to offer new opportunities to students.
We've already got Skyview is already interested in talking with our students about football, you know, because we have about 60 students in our high school, and their numbers are considerably down.
Homer High hockey head coach Buck Lakaitis might stand to gain the most from the new rule. Since their first season 3 years ago, the Mariners have struggled mightily in the North Star Conference, attempting to compete against powerhouses like Wasilla and Palmer, while only being able to dress 14 or 15 players. He says that while his team might improve by adding a handful of Russian players next year, the important thing is keeping kids in school.
So I think, you know, the bottom line is this is going to help graduation rates and a lot of other, you know, positive things. It's bigger than just, you know, having a competitive hockey team.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.